Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 12, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Unlimit expands in Tanzania. Global fintech company Unlimit has secured a payments license in the region of Tanzania, aiming to further expand its presence in Africa. Nationwide acquires Virgin Money for 2.9 billion British pounds. UK-based Nationwide Building Society has reached a preliminary agreement to acquire Virgin Money for 2.9 billion British pounds. Digipost partners with Neonomics. Norway-based Digipost has announced the launch of the Neonomics open banking-powered checkout solution to allow customers to pay their invoices within its app. ACI Worldwide partners with Comfort AG. ACI Worldwide has announced its partnership with Comfort AG in order to accelerate payment modernization with global PCI DSS version 4.0 compliance. UPI transactions available in Nepal. NPCI International Payments Limited, NIPL, and PhonePe Payment Service have announced that the Unified Payment Interface, UPI, is available for transactions as per the information detailed in the press release. NIPL, the international arm of the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, and PhonePe Payment Services, one of Nepal's payment networks, provided access to UPI for cross-border transactions between the two regions. Flagstone secures 108 million British pounds. UK-based cash deposit platform Flagstone has secured a 108 million British pounds investment from Estancia Capital Partners to further accelerate its development process. Smart Search partners with LSEG Risk Intelligence. UK-based anti-money laundering, AML, company Smart Search has partnered with LSEG Risk Intelligence to further improve its AML and digital compliance solutions. iSecurity secures 36 million euros from JP Morgan. Netherlands-based cybersecurity company iSecurity has announced that it secured 36 million euros in a Series B investment led by JP. Bybit launches the Bybit card in Australia. UAE-based cryptocurrency exchange Bybit has expanded the availability of the Flywallet issued Bybit card to Australia. FCA approves UK listing for crypto ETNs. The UK SFCA has announced its stance on requests from recognized investment exchanges to establish a market segment for crypto ETNs. Banco do Brasil selects GD to test offline payments for CBDC. Banco do Brasil is to work with French firm GISIC plus Devrent, G plus D, to test offline payments as part of pilot trials of its central banking digital currency, DREX. Banks to be given more time to investigate app fraud. UK banks will be given an extra 72 hours to stall payments if they suspect authorized push payment fraud. Thames Technology taps Ellipse to deliver dynamic CVV code tech. Thames Technology, a leading provider of cutting-edge payment solutions, has announced a strategic partnership with Ellipse World, Inc. Ellipse, a Los Angeles-based innovative fintech company, to offer an additional layer of advanced protection for its banking cards. Yaya Finance secures plain number certification. Jaja Finance, Jaja, one of the UK's leading digital lenders, has become the first credit card provider to secure plain number certification for its customer application journey. Clearstream selects Intix for transaction data management. Clearstream has selected Intix to support its financial messaging data warehouse capability. Enabled by Intix's advanced data management capabilities, Clearstream will have enhanced accessibility to financial messaging data, such as SWIFT MTs and ISO 20022 structured messages and files. ACI Worldwide and Comfort AG pave the way for PCI DSS version 4.0 compliance. ACI Worldwide, NASDAQ. ACIW, a global leader in mission-critical, real-time payment software, and Comfort AG, a leading provider of data-centric security solutions, have announced a partnership to help customers meet the new payment cards industry data security standards, PCI DSS. Version 4.0 standard. IFX Payments appoints Millie Richardson as non-exec director. IFX Payments appoints non-executive director, Millie Richardson, to advise on all areas of the business, including company strategy, performance, and risk. Tranglo turns to InPay for instant SEPA payouts. InPay, one of Europe's fastest-growing fintechs, facilitates the rapid European expansion of leading global payment service provider, PSP, Tranglo, with the provision of instant SEPA, single euro payments area, across Europe. The payments firm selects SAA Scada as core banking engine. Next-gen data-driven core banking engine, SAA Scada, today announced it was selected by electronic money institution, EMI, the payment firm to power its new payment services for SMEs and individuals. Unlimit secures payments license in Tanzania. Unlimit, the global fintech company, today announced its entry into the Tanzanian market and the receival of the Bank of Tanzania, BOT, license, marking another significant step in the company's expansion within the region. SmartStream provides derivatives data for EMIR refit regulation. SmartStream Reference Data Services, RDS, a leading provider of financial reference data, has announced the launch of an enhanced derivatives data service, providing in-depth insights into futures-related transactions. Ares hires John Parker to drive UK wealth growth and roadmap. Ares today announced that John Parker has joined the company as Head of Business Development, UK Wealth. John brings deep domain expertise, having previously held business development roles at iPipeline, Aviva, and CTC. Smart Search taps LSEG Risk Intelligence Database. Smart Search, the UK's leading provider of anti-money laundering, AML, and digital compliance software, has partnered with LSEG Risk Intelligence, a foremost global financial markets infrastructure and data provider. Recap secures $300,000 Innovate UK grant to develop crypto tax platform. Recap, a leader in crypto tax calculation services, is drawing up big plans for the future following its recent Innovate UK grant win. Jefferson Bank expands partnership with Finastra. Jefferson Bank has selected Finastra S Finastra Payments to Go, a payments as a service solution for its new instant payments services. Revolut's valuation declines amid license delays. A significant devaluation of Revolut, one of the UK's prominent fintech companies, has been indicated by a major shareholder. Banco do Brasil partners with Giesecke Devrient. Banco do Brasil has partnered with Germany-based Giesecke plus Devrient in a bid to make offline payments with digital money a reality in Brazil. The UK government to publish national payments vision. The UK government has announced its initiative to publish a national payments vision in order to accelerate the development of the local payments ecosystem. PAPSS to leverage Theta Ray's AML solution. Israel-based AI-enabled AML provider Theta Ray has announced that the Pan-Africa Payment and Settlement System, PAPSS, selected it as its AML and screening partner. Digipost implements Neonomics Open Banking Checkout. Digipost, Norway's official digital mailbox, has recently launched Neonomics Open Banking Powered Checkout as the sole payment method for its 3 million end users, enabling people across Norway to pay their invoices directly within their Digipost app in a faster and more convenient manner. Miranda McLean joins eCompay as Chief Marketing Officer. eCompay, a leading international payment service provider and UK and Europe direct bank card acquirer, has made the high-profile appointment of Miranda McLean as Chief Marketing Officer. PayPoint to streamline East Anglian Air ambulance donations. PayPoint today announces they will become EAAA's primary payment partner, signaling a new era of collaboration and innovation in providing multiple payment solutions to support enhancing the donor experience, fundraising and lottery campaigns. Ripjar releases AI Copilot for risk profiling. Ripjar, the trusted provider for monitoring and investigating threats, risks and criminal activity, announces the launch of its Compliance Copilot, an AI-powered assistant which forms part of the organization's AI risk profile solutions. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.